good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever, whoever, wherever you are very welcome at this, our Sunday worship. I'm here at Glencoe, and I hope that many of you have been able to enjoy some of the increased freedom in the lifting of travel restrictions. We gather together to worship our God. On this third Sunday in the season of Easter, we remember that Easter is precisely that, a season, and it's certainly not over. And indeed, every Sunday is a little Easter and an appropriate occasion to sing, "Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son, endless is the victory thou o'er death hast won." Opening prayer today has been prepared by Bridget Cameron. Now let us pray. Living Christ, you loved the world so much that you embraced it in all the suffering of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He who sought the way of the cross came at Easter as he offers us the way back to you. We are thankful that we can meet with you wherever we are and know of your love and constant hope in difficult times. We thank you for this time apart, not only on this Sunday morning, but in the coming weeks, time to be more receptive to the wonderful promise of a new life with you. Help us to use our time in thoughtfulness as we go about our daily lives, to listen to your voice. Help us to be aware of others, especially those who are struggling with hardships, of job losses, financial worries, or grief. As we go towards an election, May the leaders make decisions for the well-being of all people and not just for political advantage. We thank you for the beauty of your creation, especially as we see the colours of the flowers, the trees bursting into life, and hear the birds singing. May we care for your world in a way which protects it from climate change. Hear our prayers, loving God. Receive them and our worship, for we offer it all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Luke chapter 24, reading from verse 36. Jesus appears to the disciples. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
Today is the third Sunday in the season of Easter. The story continues. We've been journeying largely with Mark's Gospel recently, and an occasional wee dip into John's Gospel, where we were last week with the story of Thomas. Thomas the doubter, or was it Thomas the one who trusted and wanted to make his faith his own, and not simply something that was based on the hearsay of what the other disciples were saying. Today we have come, in fact, into Luke's Gospel, to the end of Luke's Gospel. And I must admit, when I saw the reference to Luke 24, I was thinking, the road to Emmaus. But in fact, the verses that we're focusing on today take us just a little bit beyond that. The two who met Jesus as he shared in bread and wine, a meal with them at the end of that journey to Emmaus, are now back in Jerusalem, and they're telling the others, "We have seen the Lord." And the story is very similar to the one that we hear in John's Gospel, although we've got no reference to Thomas here in Luke's Gospel. Familiar bits of the story. Jesus appears to the disciples and says, "Peace be with you." And as in the other Gospels, there is an element of wonder and also confusion. What is going on? Is Jesus really back from the dead? And here, similarly to our John story, we have Jesus inviting the disciples to look at his hands and his side. Looking for evidence that this is Jesus who was crucified and is now with them. And Jesus talks to them about the things that they encountered while they journeyed with him in a different kind of experience, and opened their minds to the scriptures of the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, the law, the prophets, and the writings. And hidden within those words are something of the story now fulfilled in resurrection. And Jesus says to those disciples, "And now you are my witnesses. You've seen those things, you've seen me, and now you have to go and tell. You have to go and tell others the good news of repentance and forgiveness. You have to go and tell folk the good news about life in all its fullness, life as God intends it to be. And beginning in Jerusalem, you are going to be the ones who fulfill that promise hidden in the Old Testament, that right from the very beginning, from the promise given to Abraham, that he would be the father of many nations, and that through him and through God's people Israel, the whole world would come to know of God and God's love for all." And these words at the end of Luke's Gospel, "You shall be my witnesses," are the words that are picked up in the beginning of Luke's sequel, the Acts of the Apostles. Acts 1, verse 8, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, Judea, and to the ends of the earth." And the ends of the earth for us might be the Ardnamurchan Point, right out at the lighthouse at the most westerly point of mainland Britain. The ends of the earth. Well, wherever we are today, we're here, we're there, Christian folk, because the story has continued from generation to generation as witnesses have shared something of their story, Thomas's story, of Peter's story, of stories through the ages of lives that have caught a glimpse of the one who comes and says, "Peace, peace be with you. You who are my witnesses, you who are called to share the story of love and forgiveness, the story of transformation, the story of resurrection, the story, God's story, which the church is entrusted with to share in this generation, in wherever we are in that little bit of the ends of the earth. God bless you all. You, the witnesses of this time and this place, called to continue the Easter story. Amen. May God bless these thoughts in our lives.
This prayer of intercession was written by Nikki Firth. As we pray today, when I say, "Lord, revealed in the world," we will respond together, saying, "Hear our prayer." In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord God, as we journey through the Easter season, help us to see ourselves in the stories of these early disciples. Show us, Lord, how to love, trust, and follow you as deeply and with the awe, wonder, and urgency of those who have gone before us. Help us here, Lord, and indeed your whole church throughout the world, to proclaim the risen Christ boldly. Lord, we particularly lift to you those who are struggling with your faith and ask for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon them and your church. Renew your people, Lord, and show us the way. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. Creator God, we bring before you this world and all its resources. We know that as stewards of this earth we have fallen short. We are surrounded by images, facts and figures and predictions of what will happen if we continue to live the way we have been, abusing the planet for the gain of ourselves, either consciously or more often unconsciously, without realising the impact we each have. Help us, Lord, to heed these warnings, to repent and become the good stewards you call us to be. Lord, we pray that you will show us how to make a difference, however small that may seem to us. Unite all your people with a shared vision to love and care for our environment, so that it may be restored to what you intended it to be and remain here for generations to come. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. Loving God, we bring before you all those who are in despair or darkness, those who do not know or feel the joy of Easter. There are so many difficulties and struggles people and communities are facing, and as we bring before you those you have placed in our hearts, we ask for you to be seen in those situations, that those who are in the dark will find the light and hope of Christ. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. Lord of life, we pray for those who are living in fear of death, either through persecution, war, sickness, or any other reason. Father, we know that through the birth, death, and resurrection of Christ, that death has been overcome. Show us how to shine your light and share the good news of hope and new life that's for all. As we do this, we ask that the fear and heartache that people are living with will be replaced with love and hope, and that your presence will bring comfort and peace. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. God who hears, we all have people, places and circumstances in our hearts. These may be things we have seen or heard about in the news recently, or perhaps they may be our own friends, family and community. As we sit in the silence, we lay all of this down at the foot of the cross. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our risen Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
With our prayers, we bring our offerings. We think on all that we bring to the continuing life and ministry and witness of the Church, our wealth, our time, our talents. We offer it. And we bring all our offerings and our prayers together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. as our time of worship comes to its close, know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and all those you love and those you should love. Today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.
Shine upon.